An hour and a half's drive southwest of Tallahassee is the port city of Apalachicola. The 200-year-old town is home to a dominant industry, seafood. And in this industry, the oyster is king. But over the past 10 years, Lynn Hatter reports it's gotten hard to make a living on the oyster.
Apalachicola celebrates the man known as John Gorey. Residents like to tell the story of how he invented air conditioning. The only thing that tops the little-known inventor is the oyster. These bivalves might not give pearls, but what they do yield is far greater. Deliciousness. In 2002, the New York Times dedicated a story to them. The oyster is the economy. You can get them fried, raw, steamed, with or without toppings, whatever way you like them. But it's getting harder and harder to find the oysters.
Can't help but to be an F. You know, like I was telling you, the production at just 13 mile long, you send 3 trucks out a week full of Apalachicola oysters, and then now you can't even hardly fill a pallet of oysters up in a week. So that's just, I'm crazy. I never would have thought, even 5 years ago, definitely not 10 years ago, that we'd be where we are now.
TJ Ward's family has been making their living off the Apalachicola Bay for 5 generations. The Wards run 13 Mile Seafood, which sells shrimp, oysters, redfish, and grouper.
This right here is just the back of our seafood market, and we clean fish or, you know, shrimp, peel shrimp, stuff like that.
Oyster losses are just one part of the problem. The bay thrives on seasonal flooding in the river, which brings vital nutrients downstream. But the lack of floods due to drought has crippled the ecosystem. Oysters, shrimp, blue crabs, and fish that were once abundant in the bay are no longer there. The food webs have been destroyed. High salinity predators like conch and oyster drills are eating the oysters before fishermen can harvest them. Disease is a factor, and poaching and overharvesting remain problematic. Retired Florida State University ecologist Skip Livingston has studied the bay for more than 30 years.
As each drought occurred, the bay would die a little bit.
What part of the bay are we in right now?
We are in the river. We're in the mouth of Apalachicola River.
Shannon Hartsfield is president of the Franklin County Seafood Workers Association, and he's giving a tour of the bay on his boat. His family has lived in the area for 4 generations. Hartsfield considers himself a fisherman, but he stopped fishing in 2012 when drought struck the area.
It's not that the bay that turned on them. It's just man kept on intervening until Mother Nature couldn't overcome, is what's happened.
Fishermen have started reshelling the bay in hopes of boosting the oyster population. In some areas, it's working, but in others, oysters continue dying off and no one knows why. Many, including the state of Florida, blame the bay's demise on the Army Corps of Engineers and its system of dams that run up the Apalachicola-Flint-Chattahoochee River system into Georgia. Florida has long accused its northern neighbor of using the water in Lake Lanier for consumption and pulling too much out for irrigation, starving the river further downstream and slowing its flow. This is what water wars are made of. But not everyone agrees the Corps and Georgia are the cause of the problems. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.